Jeff Blankman joined here today by Mark Renning and Nate Wall. Of course, they are the co-head coaches for the Carroll girls as we take a look back at the 2019-2020 season. And guys, appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Mark, let's start with you here real quick. You guys 12-10 on the year this year. Got off to kind of a fantastic start, and then it seemed like that second time through the conference schedule, that conference is so deep and so talented, a lot of close losses in there. But you finished 12-10. Kind of your thoughts on how the season played out for you guys.
Yeah, you mentioned the conference season that are in it, and a lot of our conference opponents are very young. And so, you know, early in the season, you know, we maybe had a little more experience as far as the number of games played because of our, you know, the having some of the majority of our girls being forced into, you know, playing in the last couple of years. But, you know, so we maybe had a little bit of a head start on some of those, some of our opponents within the conference. And then, you know, like the winter sets and when they're depending on a freshman or you know, Bondurant, some of those other schools that, you know, they get, you know, some of their girls, you know, Bondurant had their leading scorer, Avery Freed, that was coming off of an ACL. And so she was, you know, kind of slowed a little bit at the beginning of the season as well. So the second time around, it makes it a little more difficult, you know, and you know, those teams are starting to learn how to play together a little bit. And you know, we need to start mixing some things up kind of made it for an interesting second half of the season.
It did. Nate, let's go ahead and bring you in here. Kind of your thoughts on how things played out for you guys this year and what you felt of the season.
Well, I think Mark did a good job of, you know, explaining how that second half of the conference season is always a little different. I think we started off so fast and so quick, I think we had a great preseason, fall, then preseason practice, and then rolling into it, and with our up-tempo pressure type of defense, you know, especially early in the year, you can really catch teams with that. And then as the season progresses, more film on you gets out, more coaches talk, more people talk, that kind of thing. And I think we kind of saw that catch us as we went, both with our press and then also offensively too. I think they definitely started taking away some driving lanes from us, which has kind of been our bread and butter lately. And then just, you know, throwing some more tweaks in there on us. And that's what happens when you play in a conference like we do and when you have a schedule like we do, where it's going to be a challenge every night. There's not a lot of easy ones out there. So it's good that we schedule those games, and it does us a lot of good. But it's also tough that we have those situations come up. So I think did we finish like we wanted to? No. And most teams don't get to finish like they want to. You know, there's only a few in each class that get that opportunity. But I thought we took our hits when we had them, and then we were able to rebound from them too there at the end. And definitely a learning experience to know that you got to bring it every night. And like Mark said, we mix a few things up here and there. But just overall really, really happy with the way the season went too, and with all the girls as well.
Nate, let's stay with you for a moment. You know, you're in charge kind of the offense. How did you see the offense grow throughout the year? What kind of stood out for you about how the offense performed?
I think the biggest thing for us throughout the season, and it kind of took its turn moving around our lineup and our roster, was who's gonna provide the majority of the scoring. And last year, especially towards the end of the year, we really started to lean heavily on individuals during certain games. And this year, we at any given night, we had 5, 6, 7 girls that were capable of leading us in scoring. And especially early in the year, we had kids go off. You know, I think Gabby Hammer had 20 in one of the first couple games, and then Ella took a turn, and then Ashley had a big game, and it just kind of rotated its way through. So I think that was something that played to our advantage, definitely, as we went through the season. So I was really happy with that. And then also just I put in our team statistics for the season this afternoon, and we improved in every statistical category except our free throw shooting, which, if you know, that's not fun to talk about this time of year. But it definitely shows that the girls have put in the work in the off season and also during the season as well to just take our shooting percentage and our shot selection and everything like that to the next level. And we continue to see that throughout the year too. We didn't start off the year shooting the three very well, and then we finished slightly better than we did last year. So just happy with all of those numbers.
Mark, you run the defense, had a really good defensive year this year, I thought. Mm-hmm. How did you feel like the defense went? How did you feel like that pressure you guys tried to do kind of worked out for you?
Well, you know, as you've mentioned, we like to, you know, run full court press, like to man-to-man defense in the half court and try to up-tempo teams and try to get, you know, create turnovers. You know, I'm looking at our stats here compared to last year. Last year we had 228 steals. This year we had 273 steals. Our rebounds per game went up as well. And our point differential from last year increased as well. So, looking at the statistics, obviously, you know, it looked, much better this year than it, compared to last year's season. Looking at the scores, though, I went back and I was counting. I was looking at the number of times we held our opponents last year to 50 points or less, and I think we had 15 games in which we did that. And this year, I think we were at 11. But obviously, you know, there's some, you know, differences in who your opponents are between last year and this year. We dropped some teams this year and picked up, you know, a Glenwood team that's in the state tournament, you know, and so it's going to be difficult to hold that group to, you know, less than 50 points and so on there. But, overall defensively for the season, like Nate mentioned earlier, we started out fast and that our press really gave some people, you know, trouble early in the season. We started to make some tweaks because, you know, about midpoint of the season, I think Bondurant kind of was the game. The Bondurant game here was kind of the one that, you know, showed everybody the key on how to, you know, how to handle our press a little bit. So we had to do some modifications, with what we were doing pressing wise, to try to help slow our opponents down a little bit. And I think, it took the girls a little bit of time to get, that adjustment in place. But once we did, I thought we, picked up the, some of the slack that we, kind of took a couple steps back and then maybe got caught back up there toward the end of the season with our press anyway. Nate mentioned, I'm going to jump on his offensive side here a little bit. I was doing some research today too, and we dressed 12 girls throughout the majority of our season this season. And I went back through and I looked, and every one of those 12 girls had a career best as far as scoring goes, points per game or points in a game this year. And so, you know, that's pretty impressive when you can have all 12 of your girls have career highs in the same season. So it's really a testament to, you know, the girls. Nate mentioned this earlier, the amount of work that they put in right. Last off season, and we're hoping, you know, those good things will continue into the next off season as well.
And Mark, the one thing that a lot of people forget, especially because of the start you guys got off to, one senior on this entire team, yeah. Ashley Onken, she closed out, I thought, her career in fashion the other night in that game against Lamar's. But still a young team, but Ashley going to be an important one to have to try and replace.
Yeah, you know, Ashley's got she's a quiet leader. She's one of those people that leads by her actions, and she is going to be greatly missed on our basketball team next year. You know, she was the person that you could count on to come out and get that 7 or 8 points a game and 4 or 5 rebounds a game and play great defense as well. You know, she was a little bit undersized, but her strength was one of the things that, you know, her opponents wouldn't be able to back her down underneath the basket, and she's very athletic, and so, you know, having good feet and being able to move and get into a good defensive position there in the post is you know, one of her strengths on the defense. So we're going to miss her next year, especially on the defensive side in the low post. We had her play behind most of the girls this that she was guarding this year, and she did a great job of just keeping herself between her offensive player that she was guarding in the basket and making it difficult for them to shoot over top of her.
Nate, let's take a look at your point guard this year. Laura Sweeney has to handle the ball. A lot of teams in your conference do try to press and put pressure on your point guard. I thought she handled that well. She distributes. Seems like she likes to keep her teammates involved.
Yeah, I think that is definitely one of her strengths. She, talk about what happened most recently. So our game against Lamar's, 4 assists and 1 turnover, and the ball was in her hand a lot, especially at the end of the game, in those high pressure situations. And that's something that we've relied on Laura for the last 3 years. She stepped right into that role as a freshman, and then grew into it last year as a sophomore. And then now this year as a senior, I really saw her take hold of that. I'm missing the numbers off the top of my head, but she is a little over a 1-to-1, definitely over a 1-to-1 assist to turnover ratio, which, you'd like to see that number higher, but given the pace that we play at, and also given the fact that Laura is an option to score too. And I think early in the year, she was really distributing, maybe not looking to score as much. And then she went through a stretch there in the middle and then towards the end where she was definitely one of our stronger options to put it in the hole. And the things that Laura does are things that the team needs. And she's really good at identifying what that might be on a given night. It might be 4 points and 5 assists. It might be 15 points and 2 assists, or, and throw 4 or 5 steals in there too, because she's all over the place defensively for us. So she keeps us going. And I've said it before, she is an extension of the coach on the floor. When it comes to both sides, defensively and offensively. And it's because she understands, she wants to understand if she doesn't, and just really pushes herself and definitely her teammates to be the best they can and also put them in a position to be successful.
Mark, Kennedy Lean, a special player too. I think I mentioned at some point during the year, and I don't remember if it was to you or to Nate in a post-game interview, but I know Terry Kaspabar and I talked about it in a broadcast. You could see her comfort level now, second year in the program, yeah. Second year with this group of kids. Her comfort levels kind of came into her own this year, and she took that game, which was really good last year. I took it another notch up mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and we talked to her about that last year as well, that, instead of playing at 100 miles an hour, it's okay to play at 65. You're still
which
speeding.
Which is still
fast. Exactly. Yes. You're still speeding, yeah. but things happen a little bit slower and for you. And I really think I would agree with your assessment that she came into this season and felt a little more comfortable, a little bit more under control with how she was playing. I know her turnovers came down as a result of that. She's probably not, as far as her turnovers go, not where she wants it to be. But she ended the season on a huge note. Threw in 22 in the Lamar's game.
Yep.
Was on fire in that first quarter. Really carried us in there that first quarter. Gave us a big shot in the arm. She ended the season with averaging 9.6 points a game. And, was second on the team in assists and, third on the team in steals there. And so, she's one of our best defenders out there as far as on the perimeter as well. She still plays with that high energy and that motor, yep. but, which sometimes gets her in trouble because she does have a tendency to, maybe go for a steal when she gets an opportunity. And if she doesn't get that, it gets her out of position a little bit. But, it's one of those, Nate has mentioned this in the past, a high risk, high reward type
yes.
of a player. You know that you're going to get 4 or 5 steals a game. But you also might get her out of position 4 or 5 times. But, those are things that we're going to take because there's going to be times where she's going to get those 4 or 5 steals and still play great defense and give us some easy baskets at the other end of the floor.
Yeah, and the other thing that I noticed is it doesn't matter how far out in front of her somebody is or on her in the break. She's going to run them down because
yeah.
the effort's always going to be
yep.
there.
Yep, that quarter miler, state qualifying quarter miler is definitely part of her DNA, yes.
Absolutely. Nate, Ella Collison, a bit undersized, kind of like Ashley Onken down in the post, but does a really nice job kind of that free throw line ends, got the ability to get to the rim. She'll rebound, and I think she's even become a better defender a little bit down in the post over the last year.
Yeah, I think you're right with that. And Ella's been a focal point of our team from our opponents since she started playing about halfway through her freshman year, and just with the strength and ability she brings in that mid post and lower area. She rebounds extremely well. It seems like as soon as she gets a hand on it, it's hers. So those are definitely things that work to her advantage, even given her a little bit of mismatch size. And she, for us, she hardly comes off the floor because of what she can do, not just at the hoop on our end, but also defensively. I think she led us in steals. She down in Carlisle really comes to mind. Molly Hoekstra was just having a phenomenal first half. And then Ella ends up taking her in the second half, and she only has like 4 or 5 points. And that's because of what she's able to put herself, you know, the mentality she's able to attack it with, and then just also her physical gifts. Offensively, she does a lot of good things for us too. Playing in that high post, the ball really moves through her. She's second on the team in assists, I think, or second or third there with Kennedy. Just the way she distributes, and she's an extremely unselfish player, almost to the point where you want to maybe want her to be a little more selfish, that kind of thing. But again, she also gets a lot of focus. Teams are definitely keying in on what she likes to do, which we know about and we recognize, and that's definitely a challenge for her in the off season to address and bring that other piece to her game, because all the teams on our schedule know who Ella Collison is. I think she's a really good example of a player who knows that teams are going to give her some focus, and she does a really good job of finding her teammates too. I think Ashley was definitely on the receiving end of a little bit of that this year, just because of a post player matching up with Ella, getting Ashley a better matchup, or the way Ella is able to kick out of a double team, that kind of thing. Our guards able to be in a position to shoot too. So that's gives you an idea of just how complete Ella can be. Obviously some things to work on too, but really happy with how she's been able to progress. And I'm sure she's got a little itch going into the postseason too, after her junior year, ready for her senior year.
Mark, I'm going to bring up Gabby Hammer, and I'm just going to make one comment about her. Dave Burks, longtime South Central Calhoun coach, helped me with the Lamar's game the other night. His comment was, "I love that girl at the front of the press. She's so active." And as the guy that heads up that press, I have a feeling your feelings probably very similar.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my dad made exactly the same comment after the Lamar's game. He said Gabby had a whale of a game on the front of that press up there, and it wasn't just the Lamar's game; it was the entire season. You know, we knew coming into this season that she was going to be the person that was going to. I mean, there was no questions asked on my end as far as who was going to be out there. And it's not necessarily. I mean, she's got some, you know, decent quickness,
right?
But she's got good size, and she anticipates very, very well, and so. You know, she might play off him, and she might not trap as tight as we would want her to trap, but she's playing off of that person a little bit, so that she can anticipate that pass and then steal that pass then when it comes out of her hands. I think she did a really nice job. Last year she got into some foul trouble because that was my concern coming in, and having her on the point of that press, was she going to bail some people out of some trap situations? And she really matured that way and was able to keep her hands under control. You know, the other thing that really impressed me with Gabby this year was on the offensive end of the floor as well. She led our team in 3-point shots made with 34 and was third on the team in 3-point field goal percentage. So she was also shot at pretty well from distance there. I know there's probably some shots that she would want to make. She's a scorer. She wants to make every one. And so, was obviously a real benefit on Gabby's part there. So she's somebody that I'm really excited about what her senior year is going to look like, because she came off of that Lamar's game with a lot of confidence. And so heading into the off season, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I think the future for her, very, very bright. Nate, another kid, I think the future bright, Kelsey Reichs. You started to see her come on that Greene County game. You really saw her play well. I thought she was outstanding for you. And then I think it was the Carlisle game right after that she had a brilliant game as well, and actually got her Motor End Player of the Year. Just a sophomore kid that comes off of the bench and offensively seems to got a lot of skills for you.
Yeah, definitely. Kelsey's the whole reason we were in that Carlisle game in the first half. She came off the bench against their 2-3 zone and threw in her first three threes. I think she got at least one or two more after that as well. And Kelsey, like all the sophomores on our team, they're in a good position because of what the junior class ahead of them is doing. It takes a lot of pressure off of them. They're not expected to produce so many points or, you know, get so many stops on a given night. And it's really nice that we can throw them into a lineup. And like that night at Carlisle, I looked right at her and said, "You're going in to shoot." And she, you know, big old eyes, "Yep, I can do that." And she goes in and throws in those three right away. And it's just a really nice situation for them. And she's a kid that early in the year, honestly, what really impressed us the most, and it started way back at team camp over at Ballard, was her defensive pressure. And she's got long arms. She's super quick. And when she can put that kind of motivation on the defensive end paired with her offensive skill set, it really adds stuff to the team for sure. And that the hard part is, and the sophomores realize this as they go through the year, is that consistency piece. You know, that you bring it every day in practice, and then you got to bring it to every game, even though you might not get as much time in a game as you would like or expect to. And I think all the class, especially Kelsey, you know, included, really learned a lot here this year as sophomores, kind of cutting their teeth and making the most of their opportunities when they came. And I hope that gave them enough of a taste that they're excited for the off season. And because they all bring, Kelsey, you know, brings a lot to the table for the Carroll Tigers to be excited about.
And Mark, when you talk about that sophomore class, it's hard to not bring up Josie Ayala, athletic kid. I think volleyball really helped her in her confidence coming into the basketball season. Works really hard on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that confidence piece, and I mentioned that to Nate even after last summer during softball. I think it started then, and then you mentioned the volleyball. It just kind of continued to go, and it flowed over into basketball. Then, you know, she's you know, again, one of those undersized post players, but because of her strength and her athleticism, we need to have, you know, she does a great job for us defensively down in the low post and in the block area. You know, she's athletic enough to get up and be able to, you know, influence some shots or possibly block some shots there. She does a really good job, very disciplined on rebounding as well. You know, does a great job of boxing out and averaged, you know, just over two rebounds a game for us, you know, during her time on the floor there. She does a good job. She had 20 steals in 19 games, which, you know, that's pretty good considering she was coming off the bench there. And so, you know, she got a chance. She plays a lot of different positions as well. And so, you know, she's got to be able to mentally be able to understand what happens. Okay, if I'm going in on the point of the press, this is what I've got my responsibilities are. If I'm going in at the middle or the back person, then these are my responsibilities. So, and she does a great job with that.
Yeah, absolutely. The future, I think, very, very bright for her. Nate, another girl, I think the future bright. I said something during the season, and when I said it, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to be stepping on any toes or anything. But Hannah Jorgensen's got a nice-looking shot. There was a game she was catching the ball out on the perimeter, and she wasn't looking at the basket. And I'm like, she's got to start looking and taking a few more shots. And I think she started to do that. That was early in the year. I think she started to do that. Really talented kid.
Yeah, definitely. Very talented, very athletic. I think you're right that early in the year it was, and I think this happens a lot for sophomores when they get their first major varsity experience. You know, you got so many other things going through your head. Sometimes looking at the hoop isn't too high on the list. And I think as you saw her comfort level grow, she really started to step into that. And one game that sticks out to me is down at Winterset. They were playing a zone, and she buried a couple in the corner on them. I think that just kind of helped her take off. I know it definitely helps some teammates and me myself even, you know, get some confidence in what she can do for us. And she handles the ball well too. In our high-pressure conference that we live in here, she saw a lot of traps and a lot of presses, and you saw her slowly get better and better with that. And honestly, the thing that stood out most to me, especially because given the kind of player she is, she rebounds extremely well.
Yes.
She did not play very much against Lamar's last week, but while she was in, she defended and she rebounded extremely well. And those are things that those are measures of effort and desire and wanting to do something. And that those are things she definitely has. So future definitely bright, especially with the way this team is designed. There's not a lot of size, so we got to be able to out quick people and be able to push tempo both on defense and on offense, and Hannah fits right into that. And I think as her comfort level will continue to grow with just the game of basketball and also her teammates, I think she'll be definitely able to be successful.
Vanessa Ayala Mark, another one of those kids, so strong, gets in there and fights, and just there's not a lack of effort when Vanessa's out on the floor.
You're exactly right there, and the first thing that I noticed with Vanessa in the preseason was how explosive she was. You know, she can go from the wing to the baseline, down into the block pretty quick with the basketball, and there were some plays this year, some of them were actually in practice where it's like, wow, as a coach step back and go, man, she was able to do that and made it look effortless. She's a little bit undersized, but I think, as she starts to continue to learn, the position that she's going to be playing, which is kind of the wing type of an area, her outside shooting's going to come around a little bit and then to continue with that explosiveness. I think she's going to have a really nice offseason and come in and be a very, very much a contributing factor next year.
And Nate, another girl that could be a contributing factor, don't want to put any additional pressure on the young lady, but Addie Clucky, I like her footwork down in the post, just a sophomore with Ashley Onken graduating. There's going to be a few more minutes going to be available, and Addie could be one of those kids that maybe gets a chance to get into that mix.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so, and I know Addie's thinking that too, and that's a really good situation for her because she got to work against Ashley this year, and not at the end of the year last year. They do our warm-up post-workout together and got to, see how some of that footwork takes place. And I think she's another kid who you saw her comfort level grow. Mark and I definitely seen it in practice and then also at the JV level watching her play. And she's a little bit different player than Ashley in terms of she's a little bit taller, a little bit longer, maybe more of a stereotypical post player when it comes to what she does around the hoop with both hands. And what was nice to see as she kept working throughout the season was her ability to play in transition both on offense and defense, because everybody knows that with what is coming back for this team, it's not going to be a grind it out, get a post up every other every other touch, that kind of thing. And I think Addie definitely has the skills and the ability to fill it, to take that role of Ashley's and grow it. And also, work in with the Ayalas and that kind of thing, because we will be a fast-paced team. And she wants it. You talk about desire with the Ayala twins. It's right there with Addison too. She is definitely driven to take the next step in basketball. And she's already talking about different things she's going to do in the postseason to be ready. So that's definitely exciting for her and for the team.
Mark, want to talk a little as well about Avery Jeske, another one of those sophomores, 5'11", very athletic kid. As I've watched her play over the last few years and saw her some as a youngster too, skilled on the offensive end of the floor.
Yeah, very much so. She's one of those, people that will kind of squeeze through some areas that you don't expect to, her to get through, and because of her length and how much space or how much ground she can cover so quickly, she gets to the rim very effortlessly, and she's one of those people that when she's attacking the basket, it's kind of like watching poetry in motion, because she's so smooth and obviously in the off season, we want to focus on, trying to improve some strength and right, those kinds of things. But I think she's got a very bright future ahead of her as well.
And Nate, didn't forget about this kid, a junior, Chloe Gallegos. I kind of saved her for last, and part of that was because when I was doing a game with Terry earlier this year, he mentioned when Chloe got in late in the game that she's just a special kid, works really hard, the kind of kid that I think every coach, the way Terry kind of talked, every coach wants a player like her on the floor.
That's a great way to put it. I'm really happy Terry said that, because he's exactly right. Chloe's a kid that basketball is something she does because she enjoys it, and she enjoys being around her teammates. And the work that Chloe puts in does not get always the attention that it deserves. And Chloe's a kid that shows up you know, kind of a lunch pail type thing, you know, grab the lunch pail and go to work. And she challenges our kids in practice, and she makes the most of her opportunities when she gets them. She played a lot of JV this year and also was able to get in spots on the varsity team. And everybody in Carroll knows Chloe is a really good softball player. And when you're a really good softball player, sometimes that requires a year-round commitment. And both Mark and I just appreciate and really enjoy the fact that Chloe is willing to be a part of the basketball team, because we are better with Chloe being a part of it, and that she's able to come and do those things for us. And she's a kid that, you know, we might not always see her in the off season as much because of what she's doing softball wise, but we know that there's work being put in the weight room and also on the court when she gets a chance to also help the Carroll Tigers. So I'm glad you kept her for last, because she is one that doesn't always get recognized for those things, but her teammates know it and her coaches definitely know it. And we're so thankful that she's a part of it.
And Mark, I know we're done with the kids that kind of suited varsity until the playoffs here, but that freshman group has kind of had a special freshman season. So there's going to be some more kids kind of coming into that mix, I imagine, next year.
Yeah, the freshmen, you know, they ended up with just one loss this year, and I avenged that loss against Ballard, you know, here at Carroll. And yeah, they're, you know, there's going to be some. We're excited about what the off season's going to look like, because those freshmen are hungry, they're competitive, and they're pretty skilled as well. And so they're going to push some people ahead of them to make them better, or else they're going to take their spot. And that's just the way it is, you know. And because they want that,
right?
And that's kind of been, you know, their mantra all the way up is that in sixth or seventh grade and eighth grade and things, that, you know, what they're going to be, they're a unique group, because there's about 8 to 10 of them that are very, very close.
You're right.
They've got real good chemistry off the floor as well. And
yep.
So, yeah, so we're excited to have them, you know, push everybody on our roster to make them better in the off season.
Yeah, athletic and competitive, never bad things when you're
exactly.
talking about upcoming kids in athletics, and I think that freshman group has it. Guys, I appreciate everything all season long, all the early Saturday mornings, all the late text messages on Friday nights and throughout the week for results and everything. Appreciate what you guys do for us here at the radio station, and appreciate you guys coming in today.
You bet. Thank you, Jeff, for all of your coverage throughout the season as well, and your staff's coverage as well. Nick did
you
a great
bet.
Job on some of those long road trips as well, and go Tigers.
Absolutely. Mark Renning and Nate Wall, again, the co-head coaches for the Carroll girls basketball team.